美国习惯用语。各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第137讲。今天我们要给大家讲的两个习惯用语都是和皮肤，也就是英文里的 skin 有关的。皮肤是人体外面很薄的一层皮，不像脑子和心脏等重要器官都在人体的内部。由于皮肤是在外表又很薄，所以美国人有一个说法，那就是
skin deep。 skin deep。 deep is spelled D-E-E-P。 skin deep。
deep 就是深浅的深。Skin deep， 从字面上来解释，就是像皮肤那样深，实际上也就是中文里说的肤浅。当一个人感情不真实，或者是一件事并不像他表面上看起来的那样，人们往往会用 skin deep 这个常用语来形容他。我们来举个例子。
Joe likes to brag about all the friends he has, but to tell the truth,His friendships are only skin deep. The only person he really cares about deep down in his heart is himself.
这句话的意思是，乔伊老是喜欢吹嘘他有好多朋友，但是说实话，他和这些朋友的友情都很肤浅。他心目里真正关心的人就是他自己。像这种只关心自己，不真心关心朋友的人，不仅在美国有，在哪儿都能碰到。一般来说，美国人是很热情，是很助人为乐的。我们再把这个例句用慢速给大家念一遍。
Joe likes to brag about all the friends he has, but to tell the truth, his friendships are only skin deep. The only person he really cares about deep down in his heart is himself.
美国人有一句老话，那就是
Beauty is only skin deep. Beauty is only skin deep.
Beauty 就是美丽的意思。 Beauty is only skin deep. 这个说法的意思就是美貌只是表面现象。换句话也就是说，外表的美貌并不能说明这个人的本质。下面这个例句就说明了这一点。
Sure, Mrs. Brown is the best-looking woman in town. But you know what they say, beauty is only skin deep. Underneath, she's about as mean and stingy as anybody can be.
这个人说，当然咯，波朗太太是当地最漂亮的一个女人。但是你知道大家都在说，美貌只是表面现象，实际上她比谁都刻薄和小气。我们再把这句话慢慢的给大家念一遍。
Sure, Mrs. Brown is the best-looking woman in town. But you know what they say, beauty is only skin deep. Underneath, she's about as mean and stingy as anybody can be.
下面我们要讲的一个习惯用语，也是和 skin 这个字有关的，而且也很生动。
That really gets under one's skin. That really gets under one's skin. Really is spelled R-E-A-L-L-Y. That really gets under one's skin.
Really 是确实的意思。Under the skin 按字面解释是在皮肤下面的意思。但是这种现象似乎是不现实的。我们现在讲的是俗语，作为俗语 ,that really gets under one's skin 的意思就是一个人感到很烦躁和厌烦。实际上和皮肤没什么关系，而用在描写情绪的时候更多一些。现在我们先来给大家举个例子，这是一个老师在说他的学生。
Most of the kids in my fifth period English class are great. But Billy Brown really gets under my skin. He never stops talking. He teases the girls until they cry. And he never turns in his homework on time.
这位老师说，在我第五节英语课里的大多数学生都非常好。但是比利·布朗真让我讨厌。他说话说个没完，他还老逗那些女孩子，只把他们逗哭了为止。而且他从来也不准时交作业。大家都可以看到，这句话里没有什么和皮肤有关系的地方。但是美国人常用 that really gets under one's skin 这个说法来形容这种厌烦和烦躁的情绪。现在请大家再听一遍用慢速念的这个例句。
Most of the kids in my fifth period English class are great, but Billy Brown really gets under my skin. He never stops talking. He teases the girls until they cry, and he never turns in his homework on time.
下面我们再来给大家举个例子。这是一个办公室的工作人员在说他的同事。
Jack is a nice guy, but he has one habit that really gets under my skin. He sits there all day and cracks his knuckles. You know, I think he doesn't even realize he's doing it.
这个人说，杰克是一个很好的人，但是他有一个习惯实在叫人感到讨厌，那就是他成天坐在那里，把自己的手关节按得嘎嘎的响。你知道他这样做，我想恐怕连他自己都没有意识到。我们再用慢速把这个例句念一遍。
Jack is a nice guy, but he has one habit that really gets under my skin. He sits there all day and cracks his knuckles. You know, I think he doesn't even realize he's doing it.
把手关节弄出嘎嘎的声音，倒还不是常见的习惯。但是美国人在举止方面确实有不少忌讳的地方，比如一个人要是坐在那里不断地把腿和脚抖动，美国人认为这是不礼貌的。另外还有吃饱了饭大声地打嗝儿，当众擤鼻子踢牙齿等，大声清嗓子也是不太礼貌的事。在跟别人说话的时候不得不清嗓子的时候，美国人一般都要对对方说一声对不起。在这方面，每个国家和民族都有不同的风俗习惯。各位听众，我们今天讲了两个和 skin 这个字有关的习惯用语，他们是
skin deep and that really gets under my skin。
skin deep 是肤浅表面的意思， that really gets under one's skin 是令人感到讨厌的意思。各位听众，美国习惯用语第137讲播送完了。